This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
All right, good evening on a Thursday evening. Clark Blair with Danny Brewer, Rod Edwards, Jackson's running the board. A little rain in the forecast. It's going to clear out before tomorrow night in high school football time. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, gentlemen, tonight. We're going to give out some congratulations. We're going to be a little critical on some teams. And then we're going to be, can we? With some teams, because we got 2 weeks left in the high school season, Danny.
2 weeks left, and, you know, it's crunch time right now. And this is really a fun time of year, you know, because I think no matter what, everybody still has a lot to play for, even if it's just pride, because that's one of the beauties of high school football is you're playing for pride.
Well, but it's not just pride, Rod, because everybody in Rutherford County is still alive.
They do. If things fall right, everybody has a chance to get in. Rockville and Siegel, they're probably on the edge, but they both got a chance, even if they lose tomorrow night.
There's some big games, though. I mean, tomorrow night will be a knockout round for a couple teams.
It certainly will, but, you know, the great thing is you've gotten to this point, and there's 2 weeks left, and you still got a chance. What more can you ask for?
What you can ask for if you are in need of screen printing, spirit wear, embroidery, special items. You can get all those at Ideas Tees. It's the place in Rutherford County. You can buy all your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raider Tees. For Blue Raider Tees, hats, polos, more, visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ideas Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. More online at ideastees.com.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Meet Little Caesar's Thin Crust Pizza with toppings all the way to the edge and a crispy crust.
I love you, Cindy.
Sorry, but that commercial voice guy was right. I only love thin crust.
Ouch, Billy. Put on your fancy pants and sashay into Little Caesar's for the Fanceroni Pepperoni. With over 100 crispy old world pepperoni and cheesy crust edge, you'll be saying fancy words like indubitably or crochet. Walk in and walk out for only $9.99.
Little Caesars in Murfreesboro on Memorial, Warrior Drive, South Rutherford, and Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
You've seen the ads out there, companies wanting to buy your home. But why sell yourself short when you can get fair market value? I'm Lisa Patton. If you have an estate to settle or a home to sell, call Parks Auction. We'll work with you to sell your home or property in any condition with no costly repairs on your timeline. Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? You need Parks Auction. We look out for your best interest. Call Parks Auction today. We handle everything.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Give me a call at 615-893-1417 and let me show you with discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less.
Local business owners, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I run a small business in Rutherford County too, and I'm here to help you protect your small business. Call me at 615-895-2700.
Doctor Automotive is the cure for your car.
Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASC certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com, 615-220-0971. Just ask for Danny.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. It's the night of the letter C, and we're going to start with congratulations. We have a new state champion in Rutherford County.
New state champ, all right.
New state champ. The lady from Providence Christian defeated St. George today 3-1 to win the Class 2DA championship, their first trip to state. They won it over at Middle Tennessee Christian. You know, that kind of hurt a little bit over there at MTCS. Hurt a little bit. Hopefully they cheered for their local team. Congratulations to those Lady Lions and Coach Mary Ruth Jones. The state championship MVP was PCA sophomore Sadie Kroger, as she had 30 kills, 8 digs, 4 blocks, and 2 aces against St. George.
You said a sophomore?
Sophomore.
Wow.
Sophomore. Well,
things look good for next
couple
years.
Things are looking good for PCA. So I watched a little clip on dnj.com of them, their final point, and just, you know, there's nothing more enjoyable than seeing kids celebrate and be happy. And you know all the work they've put in since they've started the program. That was part of things they talked about, was we weren't very good when that senior class said we were freshmen. But we got a little better and a little better, and then to get to the day just tops it off.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's, you guys both coached, you know, and stuff. And so you understand the beauty of it. And, Clark, you're absolutely right. There's nothing like the jubilation that you see when a kid can go from nothing to something, and that's what they feel like, you know, when they win. And of course, if you're participating, you're something. And sometimes that gets lost, and we're too consumed with the scoreboard. But when you have that success, man, it's great.
Absolutely. Of course, I want to give congratulations also to Middle Tennessee Christian, the Lady Cougars. They end up coming in third for the second year in a row. Great season, 42-5 on the season. 42 wins for the Lady Cougars.
Talking about the Cougars, too, shout out to Haley Hudson. She broke the school record for assists, 3,000, over 3,000. The record was 2,950.
Wow, that's impressive.
3,000 assists. Whew, that's a lot. And that's coming from a basketball guy, but 3,000 assists is a lot of assists. So, again, congratulations to both those teams. All right, other lady sports tonight. Championship is what we're talking about now. That's the C word tonight. That is the Lady Oakland Patriots versus the Lady Seagull Stars, part four, folks, part four. Oakland has won all three times this year by a score of 1-0. They play tonight here in about a little less than an hour.
Anything can happen. By the way, Middle Tennessee Christian won the first three matches that they had between them and PCA, but we saw what happened towards the end. So it's going to be exciting tonight.
You know, the old adage was, it's hard to beat somebody three times.
How about four times?
How about four times?
I mean, you know, so they're three goals. So Siegel is three goals away from being, you know, the script being flipped on there. So very competitive. You know, the cool thing about that is a backyard rivalry for sure. I mean, the schools are what, maybe 5 or 6 miles apart?
And both teams have been in state, so they're both used to this kind of pressure.
Yeah. Good stuff. Real good stuff.
No matter what happens tonight, the C word here is continue. Both teams will continue because this is the region championship. They will make sectionals. If they win, they'll host Ray County, while the loser will travel to Walker Valley on Saturday. So no matter what, both teams will be able to play in the sectionals with a chance to move on to state.
Where is that game being played at?
I'm going to assume, I do not know, I'm going to assume it's at Oakland. They've played sometimes at Siegel Park, but I got a feeling tonight with that championship on, it's going to be at Oakland. Do you know, Rod?
I don't know.
Well, okay, so here's why I'm asking this, because the freshman County football championship is tonight, and I think that's at Oakland between Smyrna and Oakland, I believe.
Okay.
The Smyrna foot Smyrna football versus Oakland football freshman, the county championship, I believe, is tonight at Oakland.
Okay, so there's probably a good chance. I looked it up. I couldn't find it. Somebody may know. It may be over there. Either way, if you go by Oakland, you see football. Siegel Park's not that far.
Exactly. Like I said, stone's throw away.
You can get there. All right. Moving on. So, again, good luck, ladies, tonight. The next C word is care. What I'm talking about, does anybody care about baseball anymore, Rod?
I don't. at least you got in the playoff, or you almost got in. Took the last day to take you out.
Well, if you care, Phillies and Arizona's playing right now. It's 1-1, bottom of the seventh. Phillies are up 2-0. I can't stand the Phillies. That's right. I said it, Randy, on air. I can't stand the Phillies.
But they sure are hitting.
They're hitting. They're hot. Oh. That's what it takes. Well, that's no different from the Rangers. I mean, the Rangers are up 2-1 over the Astros. Now, I'm rooting for the Rangers because that's like seeing somebody else win.
Right.
They're up
2-1. Well, I felt sorry for them from 2011 when we surprised them and upset them in the sixth game and then the seventh game. So I'd like for them to get some awards now.
I would. I mean, I like seeing different teams win from time to time. But, again, the Phillies are playing right now against the Diamondbacks, Rangers and Astros later. And so
here's my question, because, like, I'm disinvolved from a lot of this stuff. What seed were the Rangers and what seed were the Phillies?
They both were wild cards.
Okay. All right. And that gets back to my point of what we had talked about when you talked about the Braves and all that kind of stuff. You know, I think that it is so difficult, especially in this day and age, to get your foot, when you take your foot off the gas pedal, it's so hard to restart that engine.
Who won the AL West?
Houston did.
Houston did. So they're the only
right
winner.
And they passed up Texas right late in the season. I think Texas went on a 8-game losing streak towards the end, and so that's when they passed them up. But they're starting their big run now.
Well, again,
who cares, right?
Who cares?
Coming from a Reds fan, who cares?
Who cares? the only intrigue. That's why I like the Rangers and the Astros. You know, in Texas, they're having a great time there. But
my trouble is I'm rooting for Texas. But it's what if. Garcia was in our farm system when we just sold him to the Rangers, and he's up for a gold glove. He was one of the top home run hitters in the league. And then you got Montgomery, we just traded to him. He pitched a great game. He shut out Houston, which is a tough team to shut out in the first game of the series. So what if is my question.
Right. Well, now, what about Bryce Harper? Does he still play for the Phillies?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's real hot.
Yes.
And I won't even go there. There's not a C word I want to use for Bryce Harper. If he was on my team, I would caress him, I guess, is the C word, because I would be for him. But he is not, so I'm just going to cancel that discussion
there. So he's canceled.
He's canceled. All right, let's cancel something else. Are we ready to cancel the Titans season? We went to London, laid an egg. Played terrible. I mean, terrible. Brabel said sloppy, and that was kind. Are we ready to cancel their season? We're 2-4.
Well,
I know you can't cancel, but I mean, at some point you're going to realize there's not much left, so you got to start regrouping.
Well, my feeling is never give up the ship.
So the 16-game regular season, right? 17-game regular season. So 17-week or 17-game?
17 games.
They play 17 games.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so no, you can't cancel them. I mean, it's way too early for that. Things can change so dramatically. But here's the thing. They've got, how bad is Tannehill hurt? I heard that he got hurt in that game. How bad do we know the extent of his injury yet?
Sounds like the first injury last year, and he about 2 games he set out before he came back.
Okay, so he's not, like, done,
there's no
but
surgery.
Still he may be out for a couple of weeks.
He might have cracked something, staying with
that
the
would
C.
Be the, that would be the C word, so yeah. Yep, so
he might have cracked something. But, okay, so he left. Willis came in. It's like, okay, let's see what he can do. He got sacked 4 times.
Now, was that his fault? I mean, because if they're on you when you get the snap, there's not much you can do.
Half and half.
Okay.
Half was their fault. The other one's holding the ball too long because after he followed first receiver, and then it's like he couldn't find anybody.
That's right. The thing about the NFL, the speed of the game at every level. We talk about every level. We talk about kids going from, you want to go from peewee to middle school to high school to college to pro. There is a step up in speed. So when you're in the NFL, the time clock, you've got to tick off as an NFL quarterback 3 seconds or less.
Yes, definitely.
They talked about Lamar Jackson on Sunday with their new offense. He's releasing the ball in two or under lots of times.
Fastest he's ever done it.
Well, yeah. I think that when then you're absolutely right. Every level is another rung up the ladder. And when you think about it, that's why there have been how many guys have we seen, Vince Young, did I say Vince Young?
You did.
That were really good in college, but when you go to that other level and the other speed, and the other guys are just as big and just as fast as you are, they struggle because it's another rung up the ladder. And I think that's what happened to Vince Young is he was a great college player because he was big and physical and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to the pros, everybody's big and physical.
Everybody's big, physical, everybody's fast. So Vrabel said, nothing good comes from getting the quarterback hit. Talking about Tannehill getting hurt and, of course, Willis and his decision. He seems, if you watch him on TV, if you watch the games, and it's like the camera guys were staying on him, his facial expressions are just hilarious because he is so aggravated at just common mistakes that the Titans continue to make over and over again, whether it's offensive line, receivers, quarterbacks. The question is, what do we do next? If we've got a week off, thank goodness, and then we've got Atlanta, winnable game. The Falcons coming at Nashville, winnable game. But then we go to Pitt, to Tampa Bay, to Jacksonville. So the problem is, he may not be able to find a cure. There's a C word for you that Vrabel used. He goes, some of the problems, he may not be able to find a cure. So that sounds like a guy who says, this is what we got and this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Can they run block? They can't pass block, right? I mean, am I hearing you right? They struggle to pass block. Can they run block?
Well, there's some hope, I think. I mean, I was listening to Martin. He was the former lineman in the NFL. He's on radio show in the mornings. Can't remember his first name, but he said that he was on the sideline when they sent Ferrer in, and so the other guy was out, no injury. And they asked him, how did he do? He said he had struggled a little bit with the pass block. He did good on the run block. Said part of the problem is he's on the other side, you're right-handed, you got to be able to have your left leg back, your right foot up front so they can't get around the edge on you. And he was struggling with that, you know, but that's something you can teach. Because I think they really struck out when they got Dillard as their left tackle and got him from Philadelphia because he was a number one round pick, but he never was a starter for Philadelphia.
Yeah, and strikeout has been the common theme for our offensive line draft and trades lately. A couple other things. If Tannehill's out, of course, now the question is, do you throw Willis back out there? Or, since we're playing Atlanta, do we give Levis a chance to start as a rookie and see what happens? Stroud has done really well playing for, is he the Panthers? Is that right where Stroud is? I think he's with the Panthers.
No, he's with Houston.
Houston. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me on that. He's with Houston.
Young is with Panthers.
Right. Young's with the Panthers. So had a real good early season for them. So I don't know, Danny, your question about run ball. They got Henry outside the tackle box. That was one of his biggest rushes. I think he had a 60-plus yard rush one time on a sweep kind of deal. So we'll see. I won't cancel him yet, but it's getting hard. It's getting hard. All right, when we come back after the break, we're going to jump into a little horse racing.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Vans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Vans will be there with trained technicians. Vans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Vans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Vans Heating and Air.
We're catching up with Anne-Marie Brents at Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive, another one of our great local businesses.
Yeah, it's a big family business. Knowing that my grandparents started it, to see it evolve and what it is now, it's just been really cool, and I love it. It's just something I'm very passionate about, and customers have been great to us as well.
Whether it's a quick meal, feeding the whole family, or catering, Rick's Barbecue can handle it all.
It's really something I'm really passionate about, very blessed and thankful for.
Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
I'm Ian Young. I'm at Las Casas Feed Supply. I'm selling beef and pork, 100% Angus, raised here in Las Casas. Come get you some.
Everyone's favorite cuts available, even options to purchase a quarter of a steer.
We got the beef.
Hello, everybody. Las Casas Feed Supply.
Family owned and operated, Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Experts in joint, bones, and muscles. And with over 65 specialists, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. Live your best life.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. Rod is keeping me straight on the championship discussion. PCA also recently, last week, won the third straight championship in golf, correct?
Correct.
So congratulations to those ladies. Don't want to leave them out. Ladies, don't want to leave you out at all. So congratulations. Now, is there a horse word that starts with C, Danny?
Cash. You doggone right. Cat. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what it's all about is you know, you back a horse and get paid, you know. So cashing them tickets, that's what you want to do.
Well, what about course, champion?
Well, and champion, you're absolutely right. Yeah, that's a good C word.
Gene Autry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well that's who Gene Autry rode with champion.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if Champion won any races or not, though.
No, I don't think so.
He didn't have to. Gene Autry was
taken care of. He was a star.
Yeah. 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 But no, Champion. And speaking of Champion, we got the Breeders' Cup coming up in 2 weeks, guys. And that's going to be lots of fun. And the best of the best from all over the world will be descending upon Santa Anita Park in lovely Arcadia, California. It's going to be a really, really good time.
Cup starts with C.
Cup, yep, Breeders' Cup. There you go. That's right. Yeah, the Cup.
Are you going to go there?
God willing, I'll be there.
All right. Well, sounds like a good trip there as well.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, the thing about if you enjoy competition, the Breeders' Cup is the greatest sporting event in the world, because you've got 14 races of the best of the best. It's like you're there in over a two-day period. You get to see the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Citrus Bowl, the Orange Bowl, all of them, because you've got all these big time horses knocking heads, and it's just like, wow, man. You know, like I said, I'm getting chicken skin just thinking about it. That's a C word too, right?
That's a C word too. All right, here's yet another C word. Close. That was the MTSU Blue Raiders this past Tuesday night at Liberty. first half. I watched most of the game. They played really well. They were very competitive.
They did.
You know, I think that the thing about it is, you know, you can't hang your hat on moral victories, but that was a moral victory because nobody gave them much of a chance. That's a C word. Nobody gave them much of a chance, and they went in there and they had an opportunity. Two late turnovers. That was a difference in the game, you know, because when they got the ball back and the Vadiato threw that interception in the end zone, that's one of those things where he just underthrew it a little bit. But, I mean, then they're tying the game, you know, right there, and that could have absolutely happened. So I think that you have to give a lot of credit. There's your C word, credit. Let's give a lot of credit to the MTSU coaching staff. And, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm here to pump up Rick Stockstill all the time. I'm just here to tell the truth about it. And the fact is, he gave them a chance with his game plan, and he motivated his team because, you know, I mean, going into Liberty's undefeated, right? 6-0, you're going into 6-0, you're going on the road, you're playing on a Tuesday night. You know, it's easy to go in there and just kind of mail it in, but they didn't. They stepped up to the plate, and they had an opportunity. They had a real chance at the end. They just made a couple of mistakes.
Yeah, late in that fourth quarter, they had the ball four times in the fourth quarter, two punts, two interceptions to help Liberty finish off that game. Coach Stockstill gave Liberty a lot of credit for how they played and said his team played really well. Did move MTSU to 1-3 in Conference USA. With four games to go, they're sitting at 2-6. Kind of a common theme here. Can they get to 6? We got to go to New Mexico State next. We've got quite a layoff. We don't play again until November 4th. So they've got time to get anybody that's nicked up healthy, get a good game plan, go to New Mexico State, host FIU and UTEP, and then go to Sam Houston. So there's no line for losses, Rod, if we're going to get 6.
Right, but I think the game, though, they played against Liberty should give them confidence.
There you go. This is it.
Everybody's
right.
Jumping on it.
Yeah, yeah. I think confidence is right, and it's the, you know, you're going into the fourth quarter of the season, so you've got four games left to play. It's basically you're down to a four-game season. You take them one at a time, and I think that they've had a history of playing well late under Coach Stock, and part of it is, you know, you got to think about the early season schedule is always tough for them. Because they're playing, you know, Alabama, Missouri, you know, that's who they played the first two games of this year. So the early season is always tough for them. So you suffer a lot of injuries. So this break will be good for them to get some guys back healthy and get everybody on the same page. So, you know, I like their chances going through these last four games.
I do. I'm with Rod. I think that's a good, you know, hey, we play with the number one team in the conference, undefeated team. I think if we pull it all together, we can have a very good ending.
Well, if you think about how their season has played out, Missouri, a game that they could have won, you know. I mean, like I said, I'm not a big
moral
victory guy.
Missouri's in the top 25 right now.
Yeah, so they could have won that game. When you think about the Colorado State game, that's a game that, you know, one play from really maybe winning that game, you know. And then two nights ago against Liberty, I mean, they could have easily won that game. So that's three wins right there against three pretty doggone good football teams. So I think that they've played well. They just haven't played good enough at times.
Right. All right. Moving on to the Commodores. Not much to talk about. We knew what Georgia was going to do. They're off this week. We're 2-6, Rod.
But I like the start, but Humphreys, I just saw him in high school recently. He's a freshman. Caught a touchdown pass early in the game. Excuse me, to get ahead. So, you know, they've got young guys that are stepping up. They're getting some good talent, I think, in.
They've got a tough Final Four, Ole Miss, Auburn, South Carolina, and Tennessee. So let's move to the Tennessee Vols. I'm not sure what C word I could use. I mean, there's lots of C words I could use for the Tennessee game against Texas A&M. Man, talk about just – ugly football, but I'll take an ugly win anytime.
Goes in the left-hand column. That's what the bottom line is. There's two columns now since, because I don't, has there been a tie in college football recently, because of, with all the overtimes and stuff? I mean, do they have ties anymore, or will they always play until somebody wins?
I think they're going to play till somebody wins now with the new rules.
In college.
Yes. So there's only two columns, and this one goes in the left-hand column, and that's what's most important.
Well, I guess my C word I'll use for Vol fans out there, carries. We had 49 rushing carries against Texas A&M. Remember last week I told you Texas A&M had one of the top rushing defenses in the nation and in the SEC. We knocked them down. We met our average. Remember that Tennessee was averaging 231 yards a game. Texas A&M was giving up 84. We rushed for 232. So we lined up and ran the ball.
Well, the thing I liked about them, too, was they were very physical. I know that's not a C, but I like the team being physical. That's something Tennessee is not known for. They're known for speed and finesse. And I think that's going to get you farther along down the road, having that defense, because we know you can't win championships unless you have a really good defense. So they're on the right track anyway.
The SEC, this is what James, I've said this on the show I think before, James Franklin, when he was at Vanderbilt, he gave me a quote, the SEC is a line league. We have to be better up front if we hope to win. And he got them better up front, and they did win. But that is absolutely the truth. You've got to have the big uglies in the trenches. If you don't have the big uglies in the trenches and you're not playing physical, you'll win a few games, but you're not going to win the league, and you're not going to go real far in this league. In the Southeastern Conference, it is about what you got up front and the big uglies that you got up there.
I'm really surprised, but I shouldn't be, how much difference Mays coming back and getting the right people in the right spot has changed that offensive line. The other side of the coin is our passing game. Milton, 11 of 22 for 100 yards. That's not good.
No, I'm sorry to say, but he reminds me of Willis in some aspects. He's trying to place the ball in instead of letting it rip and let his natural ability follow through on it. I know Coach mentioned a couple times that he didn't use good form is why. Well, why aren't we using good form by now? By now, you need to be
He's his sixth year, right? Isn't he a sixth-year college football
player?
Yeah,
there was a couple of decisions he made the other night. Just maybe one just ripped what little hair I've got left out of my head. Fourth down play, needed 2 yards. Started a run. It's like, put your head down, Joe. You're 6'5", 240.
Almost as big as you.
Yeah. I don't want to tackle him. But he got close to the line and then tried to throw it. And then another time, it was another play. You got to make good decisions at the quarterback level.
Well, we were spoiled. Herndon had great instincts. He just knew when to run, when to pass. He just, Joe doesn't have those type of instincts.
That is as big a part of being a quarterback at a high level as it is of having a strong arm. I mean, you got to have a strong enough arm, but your decision-making abilities are what is the difference between being a serviceable quarterback and a really good quarterback. If you think about, some of the all-time greats, Joe Montana, I mean, he didn't have a great arm. Tom Brady, he didn't have a great arm. Decision-making, they got a great head on their shoulders. They know what to do. Hendon Hooker last year, you're right. Knew when to chuck it, knew when to duck it. The kid could flat make plays, and that's what you want. Is somebody who can make plays. A kid that Brent Stockstill, mm-hmm. one of the greatest playmakers in high school that you would ever see. And he was a very great, a very, very good playmaker in college. Because the kid, he had that sense about it. He had that head. He had that knack for making plays. And that's what you want your quarterback to do, is to be able to make plays. And if you can't make plays, then just don't make mistakes. So that's kind of one of those things where what you want from Milton, I think, on Saturday against the Crimson Tide, is don't make mistakes.
Pulled out the C word for Crimson. Sorry. So we are heading to Tuscaloosa this weekend. We have not won in Tuscaloosa since 2003. Speaking of overtime, that was a 5-overtime game that the Vols won 51-43 in 5 overtimes back then. But that's been a while. We broke the streak in Knoxville. Do we have enough, Rod, to break the streak?
It's going to be tough. I mean, we're not going to surprise Alabama. They are, we're on their calendar. And their
calendar, there you go. He's on the calendar.
They'll remember. I bet Saban plays the end of that game and the crowd rushing the field, over and over and over this week.
And throw the goal in the chilly river.
Tennessee River.
right. Well, here's something to think about, and this is, I think, that plays in Tennessee's favor. This has been a series of streaks. If you go back and you look at it, of course, Alabama won. I don't even gonna say how many. They won in a row. Tennessee, when that game that you talked about, that capped a 7-game win streak for Tennessee. So how this series has gone, and Alabama leads all time, but Alabama win 4 or 5 in a row, Tennessee will win 3 or 4 in a row. Alabama wins 7 or 8 in a row, Tennessee will win 3 or 4 in a row. So it's been back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If you look at the history of the series, there has been very few times when it's been one team wins and then the other team wins. Usually they will be able to put together 2 or 3 in a row. So maybe that's going to bode well for Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee, again, is rushing the ball really well. Alabama has a history, I guess, before Kiffin and all them came and thrown stuff around. But Saban's trying to get back to the running game. We'll come back next Thursday. My prediction is the team with the most passing yards. I think both of them will run the ball well. The team with the most passing yards, which just sounds crazy to think about, Tennessee-Alabama, will win. That's my prediction.
So completions may be the key, right? There's our C word, completions.
Completions. Yards after the catch could be a huge deal as well. So, you know, Tennessee sitting at 5-1. We're in the top 20. Alabama sitting at about 11. I mean, this is a big deal. Tennessee can win this, and then they'll start getting a little chatter. They may sneak back up in that national championship talk. They lose, I think pretty much, unfortunately, that talk will be over.
What's the point spread on this game? Does anybody know?
I started to look today, but I didn't. I'm sure Alabama's favored. I don't know by how much. We can find that out here in just a second. After we take a quick break, I'm going to break a little early, Jackson. When we come back, we're going to talk high school football because, again, like we said, we got 2 weeks to go, and a lot of people got some important games going on.
Finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
Come see me, Rick Hall, at Rayburn Insurance in downtown Smyrna today.
Online at rayburn.net.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Sir Pizza. You in a hurry for dinner? Well, we've made it even easier to order online at sirpizzatn.com. Tap the location nearest you and begin your carryout or delivery order at sirpizzatn.com. You can choose from our full menu and we'll take care of the rest. A Queen's Feast is calling my name. Order Murfreesboro's favorite pizza online at sirpizzatn.com.
Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Head over to J. Mullins Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries, whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northfield Boulevard or online at mullinsjewelry.com.
rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We're going to take a look at high school. We're going to take a little look back at the games that Danny and Rod went to last week. Rod, last week you and WGNS were at the Riverdale Blackman game.
Right, Riverdale won the game 55-28. Riverdale really jumped out ahead. Graham was sharp. First series hit Brock Montgomery, who just scooted right in for the end zone. He's very quick. Next drive, I think he broke a tackle. The kid just, you know, the old centrifugal force, you know, he was spinning, and he just sent the guy flying when he grabbed a hold of him and ran in again. A big thing that happened, too, though, DJ Taylor came back. And they really haven't had a top-notch running game this year, but he had about 130-some yards. So that makes him dual threat. Kashawn Wilson has some great catches, nice passes, over 300 yards throwing by Graham. Jumped out 21-0, and I looked at the guys. I said, man, maybe that Oakland-Riverdale game last game of the season is going to be something else. And then we had started having a lot of personal fouls. And, you know, there was like
– got a little – chippy.
Yeah.
the backyard brawl got a little brawly, huh?
I was reading the paper today, and the coach was mentioning, Coach Kreisky, that about Riverdale, said they were, it's not with the coach that's there now, but things got kind of chippy last year, and it's just kind of a ugly thing in the backyard brawl.
Kids don't forget.
No.
The coaches say they forget. But the pregame, before the game, the prep that week, just like in any other sport, you got to have a little fuel for the fire.
They don't forget. You don't forget. That's one of those things where the beauty of some of these things is that rivalry, and that's what stirs that rivalry, is you do not forget. You say you forget, but you don't.
Well, what do you expect? Everybody's calling it a brawl.
Yeah. They had T-shirts that had backyard brawl on it.
That message, you know. That's exactly right.
Now, talking about, again, rivalries, boy, one's developing right down your road, too, between Smyrna and Sturt's Creek.
Big rivalry. You know, it's really, really blossomed in football because we've had some really, really tight games. The one last Friday night was epic, you know. And it wasn't epic because it was a fantastically played game, because both teams made lots of mistakes. But it was epic because there was a standing room only crowd, lots of excitement. Both teams fought till the very end. It was back and forth. Seesaw affair. Okay, so Smyrna. Okay, so Stewart's Creek. Okay, so Smyrna. Okay, so Stewart's Creek. So it was just back and forth, emotional roller coaster. You know, a 1-point game decided in the last couple of minutes. It really was a fantastic football game. And just, I wrote a little story on the WGNS website. That's what high school football is all about. Is that where you're playing for pride? And the name on your front of your jersey means more than the name on the back of your jersey. You're not worried about, you know, anything other than, hey, we want to beat our rival, and we're going to do everything we can to get there. And, you know, Smyrna found a way. That was what it boiled down to, was Smyrna found a way.
Well, a couple of things about finding a way. Number one, they were up 13-6 at half. The Redhawks came out, scored 12 points, went up 18-13. And then, of course, final score 19-18, and that happened in the last 2 minutes.
Yes, okay, so here's kind of the thing about this emotional roller coaster. So it's 13-12, Smyrna's leading. It's about 8 minutes to go in the game. Stewart's Creek had it first and goal from like the 7. Well, it was fourth and goal from like the 17, and they scored. So they go. That was how they went ahead, was with a fourth and 17 play that they got in the end zone. So that puts them up 18-13. So then Smyrna's got the ball. They get it down deep. They fumble. Okay, so you think, okay, well, man, this is, I don't know about this, you know. So Smyrna gets the ball back. a couple minutes left to go in the game. Actually, about a minute and 50. They're facing fourth and seven. So if they – and they're out of timeouts. If they don't convert this, then it's a ball game. They score a touchdown, 41-yard touchdown on fourth and seven play to take the lead. And then, of course, so then Stewart's Creek gets the ball back. It's fourth and eight with about a minute left, and you're thinking, okay, they're done for. Well, they convert. So then it's like, so there it's first down for them at midfield with like a minute left. But the next play, Michael Robinson, the hero for Smyrna, he's the kid that scored the touchdown on fourth and seven. He intercepted a pass, and that sealed the victory.
Smyrna moves to 4-4 on the season. So they start out 0-4, move to 4-4. Great coaching job by Coach Williams this year, getting those Bulldogs back in order. But you also want to mention another former coach at Smyrna.
Coach Philip Shad Owens, hats off to Coach Shad. He got his 200th win a couple of weeks back. He's a head coach at Knoxville Catholic. They came to Brentwood Academy, and they upset the apple cart there. I think 47-42 or something like that was the final. Is that right?
Something like that, 47-42,
so, 43. So, yeah, he got his 200th win as a head football coach. Coach Shad graduated from Smyrna High School in 1985. Became a very young head coach. I think in 94 is when he took over the reins at Smyrna High School, led them to back-to-back state championships, then had a very decorated he got the football program going at Milton C. Christian School, then had a very decorated time at Blackman High School, led them to prominence, and now he's went east, and he's at Knoxville Catholic, and he has 200 wins as a head football coach. Hats off, Coach Shad. Salute.
Coach at Catholic. And no offense to Coach, he's still a few games behind. We talked earlier about Coach Rankin.
Yes, Coach Rankin.
He's like around 500. That's right. Crazy. There's a C word. That's just crazy in high school.
Well, it is crazy. And, you know, the thing about it, the interesting thing about it was when Coach Rankin was at Riverdale and Coach Shadow was at Smyrna, Coach Rankin was kind of like the stopping point for Smyrna. They would get in the playoffs, they would win a couple games, and then, bam, they would run into Riverdale. Coach Rankin's first year, because when Sonny Gray's sophomore year, and I remember this because I was on the field standing there after the game, and Riverdale had beaten Smyrna and put them out, and Sonny said, I'll be back next year, Coach. And Coach Rankin said, I'm not sure if I will. And that was when he left, and he went east to where
Alcoa.
Was he? Alcoa, yeah, he went to Alcoa. Well, the next year, Sonny did come back, and they beat Riverdale.
Back-to-back, they won state titles.
A little thing on Sonny I saw today, he's up for Gold Glove Award for pitchers in the American League. The top three are finalists, and he's one of them.
Yeah, and, you know, I saw a story, too, that somebody did with Sonny, and one of the things that he pointed to as being one of his – most successful endeavors was winning back-to-back state championships as a high school quarterback. He said that's one of his greatest achievements athletically. He said, you know, the pro baseball has been fantastic. College baseball is great. But his back-to-back state titles he won with Smyrna, he puts right up there at the very top.
All right, let's move to this week's games. A lot of big games. Let's start in Division II, East 1A. Probably the biggest, first time ever, Middle Tennessee Christian, PCA, over at MTSU. Should be a fantastic game, Rod, for the community.
It is. Both teams are over 500. Both of them have a chance to win their Eastern Division. Right now, advantage goes to Middle Tennessee Christian School with only one loss all year. But it's going to be a big game, and it starts the tradition. Starts tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. So, I mean, that's got the girls volleyball going at it. You know, you got soccer going at it. Football's next. So, I mean, few miles down the road, and it's going to be good stuff there.
Another backyard brawl, right?
Another backyard brawl right there. All right, moving up to Class A, Region 5, the Eagles. It's not a must-win, Danny, but it's pretty close. They take on Richland, who's right above them in the stands.
You know, the good thing, we talked about it, you wanted to have an opportunity going in these last couple weeks, and that's what Eagle has. They've got an opportunity. Floyd Walker is going to – I'm sure he'll have some kind of game plan. They just got to find a way. That's what this time of year is all about, finding a way.
Got to put some offense on the board. It's good having them at home. They've got the last two games, Richland, and, of course, the next week at Cornersville. You don't want to wait till week 10 to have to get in the playoffs, so good luck to those Eagles. All right, Region 5, big game down at Laverne, Rod, tomorrow night. Stewart's Creek coming off that Smyrna loss. Laverne coming off – when I saw that score, I was showing people around me. They beat Green Hill in overtime. So, I mean, The Wolverines are coming on.
They are. I mean, what a big improvement. You know, but they were having trouble scoring earlier in the year. But to pull off with 27 points against a team that is fighting for first place in their region.
Right. You know, if you saw Laverne early in the year and you said, well, they scored 27 points against Green Hill, you'd say no way. There's no way that happened. How did they do it? What did they do? They block a punt, have a couple pick sixes, how'd they do it? But, no, their offense, which their quarterback is very dynamic. And, you know, I give Coach Woodward a lot of credit. He did it last year where he got them, he rallied the troops, and toward the end of the year they were playing their best football, and he's doing the same now. And that's what you want as a coach, is you want to be getting better every week, and I think Laverne has certainly done that the last few weeks especially.
And did now you, they got some confidence again.
They got some confidence. Did you have Coach on the morning show a couple weeks ago?
Coach Woodward?
Coach Woodward.
It's been a few weeks back, yeah.
Because one of y'all interviewed him, and he said something about the offense. He says, we're scrapping it. I remember him saying that.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, he said, we got to do something different. And that was when I applauded him. I said, well, Coach, if it ain't working, you got to do something different. And he said, we're going to do something different because what we're doing is not working, and we got to change something. There's a C word there. We got to change something. And they have, and hats off to them.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow night, Danny, you're going down to Antioch. 3-0 Antioch versus 3-0 Smyrna in the region. This is the region championship.
Region title game. That's why I'm going. You know, it's one of those things where if you looked at the schedule before the year started, you thought, well, this is going to be – because I never thought I was going to go to the Antioch game because I thought, you know, years past, Antioch hasn't had a whole lot. You know, you even wondered if they were even going to have a football team. That's how little support they have. But credit to their head football coach down there. He has really turned things around, and they have played some bang-up football. So, yeah, it's going to be a shootout down there.
Rod, tomorrow night, WGNS and you guys will be over at Siegel. Riverdale at Siegel. Of course, Siegel's been reeling since the loss to Santel. They've lost four in a row. It's going to be a tough matchup tomorrow night against Riverdale.
It is. They had good preparation, though. They played a really tough team in Beach last week. They got to get used to each other. Got to get used to the quarterback, his cadence, his passing, him seeing the plays and all. There's a lot of positive things to say about him. I think he's a sophomore, but he has potential. And so they should be better than they were last week. But you know, right now, Riverdale is going on all cylinders, offensively and defensively. And I think that's a big surprise is the defense. You think they've lost a lot of top-notch, high-level defensive players. Number one in state. You got the two Herring boys, and then you had Mitchell about 2 years, 2 years ago. And those are all gone. But right now, they look as good or better than I've seen them.
A little side note, tomorrow night at the Riverdale-Siegel game, they're going to recognize school resource officers. It's been, I believe, 30 years since they've started that program. They're going to have an event before the game. I think they're going to do some things at the game, during the game, maybe at halftime. I know I am very thankful for mine. Tim Hayes, you're the best. And our school resource officers are very appreciated in Rutherford County schools. I know that for a fact. Other games going on tomorrow night. We've got Oakland going to Ravenwood. Could be a little test for the Patriots. I'm not sure.
I saw Ravenwood play early in the year, and you know they are very young. They had a dynamic quarterback, but he was a very young quarterback when they played Smyrna. So, Coach Will Hester over there, he's a pretty bright guy when it comes to offense. So I think that what this gives you is maybe a preview of what might come in the playoffs. And this will be a good for Oakland to get outside the district and play a really good football team just to kind of as a little bit of a measuring stick to see, hey, we've been pretty good, but how good are we? Because like I said, Ravenwood is not the powerhouse Ravenwood of the past, but they're pretty doggone good too, 7-1 obviously.
Oakland sitting at the top of Region 3. Of course, if Riverdale gets by Siegel tomorrow night, that Battle of the Borough next Friday night over at Oakland will be, of course, for that region championship. Looking at Pigskin Picks, Brian Barrett gained a game on us, Rod.
Mm.
He's starting to pick good. Starting to pick good. It's getting on my nerves.
What happened?
I don't know. We all agree that picking Riverdale tomorrow night, we split a little bit on the Blackman-Rockville game again, which is going to be a huge game over there at Rockville. You've got Blackman, Rockville, and Siegel all sitting at 1-2. So, I mean, you got a couple playoff spots for those three teams, and it's going to get figured out these next 2 weeks. We all went with Eagles. Stewart's Creek, Middle Tennessee Christian, Oakland. Brian and Rod went with Antioch. The rest of us went with Smyrna. Two of us went with the Vols. That would be me and Danny. I hope we're right, buddy.
Streak, I'm telling you. That's a big orange streak.
And you've already picked up a win this week because we all went Liberty, and you stuck with the Blue Raiders, so congratulations for you on that.
Oh, well, what that means, I'm one more game behind?
No, you picked up a game. You're a game up right now.
Oh, I'm a game
up.
You
picked up a game on everybody. So, you know, with MTSU playing this weird schedule, you know, so that's why I'm making y'all having to pick early. It's like, why is he sending these picks and say, you got to hurry up and get done? Well, because they're playing at crazy dates. So.
Well, I remember, and it was 35-35, so I better go send it in right now.
All right, when we come back, we're going to take a quick look at what's going on at WGNS this weekend.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Quick, convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back finishing up. The Phillies got beat, Rod. Yay, go Diamondbacks, 2-1.
All right.
So they just beat them in the bottom of the ninth. So that's one down. Maybe we can get Diamondbacks going and knock the Phillies out. All right, tomorrow night, Brian, Rod, John, they'll be again over at Siegel. We'll start about 6:45, 6:50 with the countdown to kickoff. And then, Danny, you're going to be in Antioch. I'm sure you'll be calling in, giving us good updates on that game.
That's the whole plan. You know, it's going to be a test of wills in that game. Antioch's got some high-flying offense, got lots of playmakers. Smyrna wants to run the ball. It'll be a test of wills. It'll be who can play their game. And you know, hopefully, you know, like I said, Smyrna can run the ball and control the clock.
Absolutely. So you got football tomorrow night, lots of local games you can get to. And then, of course, Saturday morning you can catch the coaches show starting at 8 o'clock with Riverdale, running all the way to Cougar Corner at 10:15. Listen to all your coaches. See who's still excited. Most of the coaches will be because they're getting ready for playoffs. And then there's no Rick Stockstill Coaches Week. They gave him the weekend off too because they're not playing. Good for them. And then next Thursday night, the executive producer is cutting us short because there's going to be a Thursday night game, which I'm not sure John Dingens is crazy about, but there's a Thursday night and a Friday night game next week.
At Ezel Harding.
Oh, next Thursday night? MTCS, is that what?
MTCS, yeah.
Is there. So we'll be a 50-minute show next Thursday night. So thanks for listening tonight. Hope we didn't drive you too crazy with all our C words. See you back next Thursday.
Pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flat